situation, it became clear that he wanted to make this his moment. He tried to pin Papa Nemo's down on how he could recognize anybody in the dark with the flashlight pointed mostly at him. Carton tried to get Papa Mose to admit that the only reason he even thought he recognized Milam was because Milam was big and bald and white, and couldn't that description fit a lot of people. He wondered how Papa Mose could even identify Bryant. Ignoring what Papa Mose had said under oath, Bryant had identified himself when he came banging on his door. Oh, that man was getting on Papa Mo's nerves. In fact, at one point, he became so annoyed that he just stopped saying sir when he answered. So there were four persons there that night, Carton said. Papa Mo sat back in the chair. That's right. Finally, Carton asked about the third man who had come that night. The one who had stayed out on the porch, was he a white man? I don't think so, Papa Mo said. He might have been a Negro. He sure acts like a Negro, Papa Mo said. He stayed outside. People laughed at this answer, and the judge slammed the gravel and shut everything down right away. He was determined to keep control of his courtroom. After about an hour, Papa Mose was relieved. The moment he had come, and it was bad. An hour that seemed like only a heartbeat, and an entire lifetime. Lee Floor County Sheriff George Smith was called next. The judge excused the jury while he listened to what the sheriff had to see. What Smith had to say was how he went to Roy Bryant's store later that Sunday. After Emmett was taken, Bryant was asleep in back of the store at 2 in the afternoon. Bryant admitted that he took Emmett out of the house and back up to the store, but he told Smith that he turned Emmett loose. When he found out from his wife that he wasn't the one, the defense lawyers made a big deal out of the fact that Sheriff Smith and Bryant were friends. They tried to say that